Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. His preaching today is entitled Caught in the Struggle, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. As I read this gospel in the context of what is going on in the United States these days, different parts of the gospel jumped out so strongly at me. The first was the part that says, "You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother," and of course he means also with his sister, "whoever is angry will be liable to judgment." And I think, whoa, what is this gospel saying to us in the United States these days? And the world over, with all the protests that are going on over the horrific, horrific killing 2.5 weeks ago of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, by former police officer Derek Chauvin. Whoa, I say whoever is angry with his brother or sister will be liable to judgment. I think to myself, we're all angry. A day doesn't pass that I don't watch the news again and see the evidence of this terrible killing, that I don't sit there watching the TV in anger. And then I hear from the very same gospel, "Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Unless your righteousness surpasses those who are supposed to be righteous but are not, unless yours doesn't surpass theirs, then you don't have a clue about the reign of God. What a double challenge that presents to me. Because I'm angry. Every time I watch TV, I grow angry again. What do I do with my anger and at the same time maintain a righteousness worthy of Christianity? That's my double challenge. What do I do with my anger and at the same time maintain a righteousness worthy of Christianity? Even as I ask it, I realize I don't have the answer. right now, I'm caught in the struggle. And I believe I'm going to be caught in that struggle for a while yet. What to do with my anger while I maintain a righteousness worthy of Christianity? Of course, I've got to deal with it. I pray, I meditate, I celebrate the Eucharist, and I think, oh, I can't wait till we're all back together again in church so that we can pray together about such difficult issues. And then I hear more of today's gospel saying, but remember, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother, and of course it also means sister, has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled, and then come and offer your gift. And as I hear that, caught in my struggle, as I hear that, I think, wow, I need the prayer. I need liturgy. But I can't ride the waves of ceremony unless I walk the talk. Oh no, another double challenge. We need prayer. But we can't just ride the waves of ceremony unless we are willing to walk the talk. This gospel presents tremendous challenge on this feast of Saint Barnabas. I thought we had enough challenge with COVID-19 throughout the world. But we add to it the challenges going on over the anger, over the senseless killing of George Floyd. And my friends, I wish I could offer an answer. Instead, I stand beside the Gospel of St. Matthew, and I offer my own being caught in the struggle of what to do with my anger while I maintain a righteousness worthy of Christianity. I know what I must cling to. I must cling to my desire for that righteousness. And in time, I may be free of the struggle, or a little freer than I am at the moment.